So we're going to open our talk today with a little bit of science. I invite you to, it's a very short video, and I invite you to pay attention to it because it relates to our talk.
When we think about batteries, we usually think about something that we pick up at the store and put in a clock to make it run. But sometimes the only battery you need is something as simple as a lemon from your kitchen. Which sounds crazy, right? But aside from being tasty, lemon juice is also an electrolyte solution, which means it produces a low voltage, about 9/10 of a volt per lemon. So if we wanted to light this 3-volt LED light, yep, we need 3 volts, so about 4 lemons to make it work. Now, to create the circuit, we'd also need some zinc-covered nails, some alligator clips, and some medium-gauge copper wire, which you can get at a hardware store. Or you can use some of the leftover holiday lights stashed in the closet. The key thing is to create as conductive a circuit as you can. So once you've cleaned your copper wire and zinc nails to make sure they're more conductive, you'll stick a nail in one side of the lemon and a wire in the other side. Positive, negative. Do the same with 3 more lemons and set them up in a copper to zinc pattern so you can easily connect the alligator clips. And when you're ready to light your LED, fasten the copper side alligator clip to the longer, positive end of the LED and the zinc side to the shorter, negative end. And there it is, light. If your light's a little dim, go ahead and use a fresher lemon or use the same number of lemons to help you calculate a little math. Either way, if life gives you lemons, you don't just have to stick with lemonade.
Well, we educate on all kinds of levels here at this church, so I hope that you enjoyed that video. You know, a very common expression is making lemonade out of lemons, or if life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And there's an awful lot of truth into these statements because we don't just have to deal the hand that is dealt to us. And it's a very positive philosophy. But today, I want to turn things around a bit. In fact, I want to turn things around a lot. I want to spend some time talking about making lemons out of lemonade. So let me get started by taking a nice long drink of this delicious homemade lemonade. Ah, that's wonderful. I'm going to come on full screen in a moment, but before I do, I want you to take a look at this game board. What you are looking at is the game of chutes and ladders. Many people think that chutes and ladders is a wonderful, fun game that was created by fun-loving, creative people at Hasbro. But in the words of the late great comedian John Panette, I say, nay, nay. I think that whoever came up with the game of chutes and ladders was very mean-spirited and a little bit sadistic. When my daughters were very young, we used to play chutes and ladders and Candyland in the evening just before their bedtime. Now that my daughters are full-grown women, I can come clean. I hated it. In fact, I disliked both games. Both of them were torturous, designed to go on and on and on and drive you nuts. I mean, I wanted to have a good time with the girls. I wanted them to really have a joyful experience that we could share together. But I also wanted them at a reasonable time to get to sleep so I could watch baseball or football or whatever sport was playing at that time. So I invite you to take a look at the game board for chutes and ladders that's on your screen. You see all those squiggly ribbon-like things on the board? These are chutes strategically placed so that you land on them and you slide all the way back down to where you were before. And then you have to keep spinning the wheel to get that needle to land on the right spaces that would allow you to climb back up to the top again. And this could go on forever. I have to be honest. Sometimes I cheated. I would try to distract my daughters and then move the needle on the spinning wheel if they weren't looking. I didn't cheat for me to win. I just wanted the game to finally be over. And sometimes they would catch me cheating. Oh, Daddy, it wasn't a 4, it was a 3. Uh-oh, have to go down the chute again. We'll get back to the chutes and ladders game in a bit. But since our topic today is lemons, let's talk lemons for a bit. Peter, Paul, and Barry gave us the lyrics, "Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat." Lemons are tart, lemons are sour, lemons are bitter and very, very acidic. No wonder they are associated with bad things. That car is such a lemon. How is his job performance? Well, you know, I really had high hopes for him, but he turned out to be just another lemon. Things started out between us so sweet, but then the relationship turned sour, and it ended up being a real lemon. But life can bring us lemons in two ways. Our lives can be lemons just for random reasons, or we can bring it on ourselves. Either way, though, if our lives are sour and bitter, ultimately, we have to own it. We have to claim it, because it is the only way that we could deal with it. It's the only way that we can live it. Without question, life can be so very random. Our lives just come across things unexpectedly. Rain happens, storm happens, thunder and lightnings happen, floods happen, earthquakes happen, tornadoes happen. Obviously, viruses happen. And as we know also well, pandemics can happen. Today, millions of people who were cruising along financially just 6 months ago now find themselves out of a job, struggling to make ends meet. Droughts happen. Sadly, loved ones die, sometimes unexpectedly. We go to sleep at night and we feel great. Then we wake up the next morning, not so much. We get sick, sometimes unexpectedly, for no understandable reason. Somebody walks out of our lives. All of these things are so difficult to bear, and all of these things turn our lives into lemons. Before they came along, we were cruising. Everything was fine. Before some random thing came along and created havoc, life was good. Life was sweet. Life was refreshing. Life was lemonade. It was easy to affirm in those times that God is good all of the time. Things were like that chutes and ladders game when the spinning needle just kept giving us really good numbers that allowed us to move forward. Feeling good. But then all of a sudden, we land on a square and find things in life go spiraling downward. And yes, sometimes we go spiraling downward by our own making. We make a bad choice. We hold on to a belief or something that previously had served us for so long. And now those same thoughts and beliefs use us instead of being useful. We choose to be self-deprecating, knocking ourselves, selling ourselves short. We tend to be critical of others. Sometimes we may choose to be selfish. We are fearful that maybe there's not enough and that we need to be taken care of and our loved ones need to be taken care of. And sometimes we just choose to be in relationships that are easy, but not fulfilling. We choose to fail at times because we are terrified of our own greatness. we decide to take lemonade, the sweetness of life, and make lemons. But you know what? Either way, it doesn't matter. If our lives or things in our lives are bitter and sour, it's what we do at that point that makes all of the difference. The question is, do we embrace the lemon? Not in the sense of accepting that this is our fate and that there's nothing that we can do, but do we embrace it from the sense of openly recognizing and understanding that this is just where we are? This is our new starting point. And this is where we have to go from here. One of the most powerful rituals of the 12-step program is the proclamation, "Hi, my name is John Doe, and I am an alcoholic." Or, "Hi, hello, my name is Jane Doe, and I am a drug addict." Going back to that chutes and ladders game, okay, I slid all the way down the chute, but this is where I am. I can quit, and I can wallow here. I can feel sorry for myself, or I could take up the journey again. I can look for a ladder to climb, but if I have to, I'll walk it the whole way. It's all my choice. A Bible story that is so on point here is the book of Job. Job is the ultimate victim of circumstance. The story starts out almost as if it's a betting game, a wagering game between God and the devil. The devil says, "Well, sure, Job is faithful. He's got everything. He's got everything going for him. Let me go down. Let me mess with him a bit." And the Lord basically says, "Well, yeah, all right, go ahead, have at it." And it, through various waves, Job, through no fault of his own, loses his wealth, his land, his family, and ultimately even his health. Basically, he is given lemon after lemon until he has nothing, or at least so it seems. But through it all, even though he doesn't understand it, he doesn't get it, and even though he is really suffering, really hurting, he remains steadfast, affirming that God, his God, is good all of the time. His friends try hard to convince him that he must have done something in his life to bring all of this on himself and to go back and change things and try to somehow make amends. But Job refuses to get into the blame game. He refuses to point fingers at anybody, including himself. Years ago, I was doing missions to the Dominican Republic. And one time when I was there, I heard an incredible sermon by an evangelical minister. It was so powerful. He didn't try to convince his congregation that they weren't hurting. He didn't try to convince them that they were not poor. He did not try to send a message that they were not sick or that they weren't suffering. If he tried to do any of that, he would have had no credibility because that was the life that these people were facing, living in one-room shacks in some occasions. On the contrary, he stepped up and openly recognized the difficult lives that his people were living. He then sent a message, a simple message, "Levantarse," which is Spanish, means raise up, lift yourselves up. If you are hungry, levantarse. If you are jobless, levantarse. If you are sick, levantarse. If you have lost a loved one, levantarse. Rise up, lift yourself up. Or what we say, if you have lemons, make lemonade. There's the gospel story in which our way shower Jesus comes to the rescue of a woman who was caught in adultery, and people were ready to stone her to death. This wasn't just some spontaneous Anarchy Party. They were about to do what was dictated for them to do according to Jewish law. If somebody was caught in adultery, the Jewish law said that they were to be stoned to death. Good Lord, talk about lemons. But Jesus tells them, let he who is without sin throw that first stone. He then starts writing in the dirt different sinful offenses, and one by one, the crowd starts to disperse. They start to go away. He then turns to the woman and says, go and sin no more. Levantarse. Lift yourself up. Just stop making bad choices. You are a victim only if you choose to be a victim. In every bad situation, we have a choice. Every time we regress, every time we slide backwards or are thrown backwards, every time we fall down one of those stupid chutes that life has to offer, we get to choose between lemons and lemonade. But if we choose to make lemonade, we must first acknowledge, not embrace and accept, but acknowledge where we are. We have to bless our fate instead of cursing it. As sweet and refreshing and thirst-quenching a glass of lemonade might be, we have to understand, without lemons, there can be no lemonade. Years ago, I traveled to Mexico on business, and I met an extremely wealthy Mexican family. There were three brothers and a sister. The parents were still alive, and everybody, each and every one of those individual families, were incredibly prosperous. And we got to be friends, and one of them actually sent their daughter to live with us for 3 months to learn English. And I came to learn that due to serious financial crises, on two separate occasions, they had been wiped out and had lost absolutely everything. In each case, having fallen down the chutes, they recognized where they were, but they refused to quit on life. They found ladders, and sometimes they built ladders, and they lifted themselves up and ended up with even greater prosperity than before. Since our lovely little church has been virtually closed, you may have not seen the new addition in front of the church. With our blessing, the Girl Scouts have put up a food pantry, an open pantry, that they are keeping stocked with food for those who are hungry during these difficult times. It actually gave us some good press in the Chronicle. It's a service program by the Scouts that was motivated by a lemon, a knowing that some people are struggling to put food on the table. And you might say, what's the big deal? The fact that people are hungry is obvious. But you would be surprised how easy it is to turn a deaf ear and a closed eye to some of the situations that are going on in our world right now. And here is the really fun part. Everything that we have said and talked about so far applies just as much even when things are sailing along nicely. You doing okay? Everything all right? Are you living the dream? Is your lemonade nice and cool and refreshing and sweet? Well, guess what? Lemonade has a shelf life. Complacency is one of the most insidious shoots of all that life has to offer, because we slide down it without even being aware of what's happening to us. By staying put, we aren't staying put, we are moving backwards. The moment we have a mindset that everything is just hunky-dory and there's nothing for us to do, we grow stale. Have you ever tasted lemonade that's been sitting around a few weeks? It's not pretty. When we fail to see the opportunities and the challenges that life offers, the chances to realize incredible possibilities, when we fail to do that, we run out of reasons to live. Wherever we are, emotionally, psychologically, physically, and spiritually, we need to be about making more lemonade. And where do we get the lemons? Maintaining the status quo, refusing the change, saying no to moving ahead, saying no to growing, saying no to answering challenges. All of these things provide bowlfuls of lemons. Did you just fall down the chute, or are you flying high? It doesn't matter. You are still breathing, right? Which means that there is more fun, more life to be enjoyed, more life to be enriched, more possibilities to have come true, more dreams to dream, more dreams to be realized. Bless the lemonade you've been drinking, and then squeeze a few more lemons. Find a way to make your life even more refreshing, even sweeter. Deep down within your very soul, you still have a miracle, born of spirit, patiently waiting to come forth, to be lived, to be savored. You, each and every one of you, are a life so wondrous, the likes of which you and the world have never seen before. And only you can make it happen. Lemons get a bad rap. Despite being beautiful and flavorful, despite that they are used in hundreds of recipes, pies, cakes, main courses, and drinks of all kind, lemons are poo-pooed. Household cleaners and soaps are infused with a lemon scent to give the fresh, clean, vibrant smell, that incredible odor to things. Lemons are loaded with all kinds of flavor and chock-filled with vitamin C. And as our video showed at the beginning of the talk, they also inherently can generate power to literally provide light in our lives. If metaphorically, we use lemonade to represent the goodness, the tastiness, the coolness, the sweetness of life, to be consistent, we should bless the lemon, the source of all of that. We should bless every circumstance that brings opportunities for renewed life to us, including those life experiences that occasionally just kick us in the gut. But stepping out of the metaphor, it's all about the one source, the one power, active in the universe and in our lives. To sweeten lemon, we add sugar. To sweeten our lives, we add prayer. We add God or spirit into every situation, good or bad, just by reminding ourselves of the shared oneness that we have with all that is holy, everything that is meaningful, everything that is sacred, everything that is miraculous. With God, life grows sweeter every moment. With God, even the taste of the pure lemon is sweet.